All right, 712, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB.
I forgot why, but coming up next, we are going to revisit a theatrical reenactment of losing our virginity.
Yes.
Why again?
Everybody was in a weird situation. It's something about, you said something about the Japanese have like more virgins than any country in the world.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason we were talking about it. Okay, cool.
Everybody's got a unique story to how they lost their virginity.
I'm in. My story's short.
Most of ours are. It's time for this quick BAB News update. Brought to you by Browns, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Here's Ted.
There's a new pilot field arrest program for
719, sunny, maybe up to 80 degrees today. Should be a really nice day. So this whole discussion we were having in the office has come from, I don't know, there's a story like the guys in Japan. There's more virgins in Japan than any other country in the world or something.
And now they can take a class on how to lose their virginity, which right. I think is, and we started talking about it would be fun if we all did like a theatrical reenactment of losing our virginity. I am dying to hear what Roger losing his virginity was like. I'm dying to hear because the sound. Something tells me the soundtrack.
There's no question about it. The soundtrack is 1980, summer of senior year.
Okay.
Right after senior year.
Let me hear what. Like, set the tone.
Go ahead, Brett. You can hit the song.
I knew it. It was either this or Toto. Because I knew you weren't doing it to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
The biggest album at the time. My girlfriend and I, we had this in common. Like, we both liked this album. We went to see the REO play. You know,
Give me the whole thing. Set the tone.
It's when I'm up in Connecticut. And it's after the senior prom and everything.
Prom night?
No, it was after that. Okay. It was that summer before going to college and all that stuff. So maybe it's July, I guess. I don't know. And I've got the brown Chevy Malibu station wagon. It's very roundish. It's just one of those. And it, you know, and the back seat's down because that's how I lay it out after I left the house.
Did you know that was going to be the night?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, but because we've been going out for like 2 years. She's the best. And you just like make out and stuff. It's just how it is.
You went 2 years?
Yeah. We're good kids. We're trying to be good.
Go ahead, kid. Go ahead. So the back seat, you kept it classy. The back seat's down in the station wagon.
And
REO Speedwagon's cranking on the stereo.
Yeah. So this is out in the country in Connecticut. And so we have this spot where we can get to where there's like nobody around, which is good. So I drive behind the pile of dirt. And we're like, you know, off the road. You go, it's just a quiet area, woods, you know, whatever. And basically because the pile of dirt hides you from the road. And so one thing leads to another. And, you know, you're normal, making out, whatever. And the embarrassing thing is things just like started to move around and clothes start to move or whatever. And kind of happened by accident.
What do you mean?
Like, it was like, you know, how you're like in close quarters with each other.
Uh-huh.
And what was that? It just happened to
slide in. You just happened to slide
and,
in?
Yeah.
What do you mean you just happen to
slide in? It just happened to happen. When you're 18 or 17, whatever the first time is, you go and you're like, it's the heat of the moment and your mind is blank and all of a sudden, oh boy.
Right.
It just happened. So embarrassing.
No, but you
But it just happened. I mean just happened.
Before you even...
No, I mean, the sex just happened when you didn't... You're like, oh, geez, I didn't mean to... Oh, yeah, no, yes, I did.
All right, I got questions.
It's not like we were, like, in agreement. This is gonna, we were just looking, and it just happened. We were like, okay.
I got questions.
It just happened.
What do you mean it just happened?
I get what he's saying.
I don't know how you don't know. It's just you're... The intention wasn't there, but things are sliding, moving, whatever.
But your pants were off.
Oh, no.
Your pants were off.
Well,
so this,
things are around. You're close. Yeah.
And then when it's over, you're like, did I actually do anything? At least that's what I asked.
I don't know. It's just one thing leads to another. There's not much clothing left on, but it's there, and it just happened. That's all I got. That's all I can say. I'm not going to tell you the rest. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are.
723, here's Ted. All right, 727, Roger and JP on BAB.
And if you just tuned in, you missed gold. Roger just gave us the theatrical reenactment of losing his virginity. Well. Ended by, it just happened.
Well.
And I'm trying to figure out, you're in a car. Yes. Obviously, pants are off of both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And
You say it just happened. So you mean
there was no intention that was going that far. It's just, you know, you're in very close quarters with each other.
But both of you had your pants off. What else was supposed to happen?
Well, you still have your underwear on, whatever.
Wait a minute.
You might have still had that on. You're trying.
Wait a second.
You're trying not to.
Are you telling me you poked through your drawers?
No, but things moved. I don't understand. I don't know how else to explain it, but things move. Garments move, and things are sliding. You know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Was she not wearing drawers?
No, she was.
But she was, or she wasn't?
Why can't you imagine that things can move to the side? Things can happen.
Because
I'm having
a lot of fun watching you swerve trying to explain it.
No, I'm not talking about this anymore.
Why?
Because.
This is the best segment we've done in 10 years.
It's not fun.
It's great. No, I just wish we had a video camera.
It's embarrassing.
All right.
It's over. That was it. It was awesome. It was wonderful for a first time, but it was.
Did you send in the troops?
Might have.
Oh, boy.
There was no intention. Nobody was ready for this. It just happened.
Was this the next song up on deck? Did this come on right after REO?
Yeah, I guess it could have been. 7:32. I have been way too honest with you. I just have.
Doesn't it feel good to finally be honest about stuff?
It feels horrible. Why? I don't want to talk about, even though it's back in high school a long time ago, I just, talking about losing your virginity is very, I don't know, it's as comfortable as hearing this song every time thinking of it. I don't know how else to explain it to you, except there was no intent there. We were just making out,
there
fooling
was
around. You know, everybody understands that situation. No, there was not.
You went to go pick her up and put the back seat in the station wagon
down.
Yes,
we can make out, bro.
There was intent.
Make out. Fool around, second base. Not serious.
Were you not raring to go? You've been dating this girl for 2 years.
I know. Good morning, B.A.B. I don't know. Go ahead, Ernie.
Hey, Rod, I understand what you're saying. The first time by the car wash was closed, and the next time it was open for business. It just happened, right?
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
He slid on by, and probably clothes were moved, and there was just...
It's something, you know, like... Hey, man, it's the heat of the moment.
Bump action, and then all of a sudden...
I don't know how to explain it.
I can understand if you were on top. I cannot understand how it went in from the side.
Legs are around each other. Legs are spread. Things are available. Underwear moves. Yeah, I don't know.
What do you mean underwear moves? You wear tidy whiteys to this day. What tidy whiteys move?
Maybe it was out. I don't know.
What do you mean? Maybe it was out.
Thanks for the call.
Maybe the tidy whiteys went to the side. I don't know.
I just needed to hear it was out.
No, it just happened. I don't know how. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I sure as hell do. We're not even close to done.
I am. That was it.
Get her on the horn. What's her name?
All right. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. Bye.
I know you are on Facebook.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
All right. So this
it's 7:37.
This whole segment, if you're just tuning in, will definitely be available on the app later with the clip of the day because this is...
Oh, God.
What,
you know? It's already up there. I'm putting it up right away. I'm not even waiting.
You're not even waiting for it to finish?
Ted's making it the clip of the day already.
All right.
That's why you should download the BAB app. Good morning, Chris. There's your app mention. So, I mean, we were just talking about losing our virginity or whatever, and I thought could we get to Ted's now? Now that we talked about mine?
Dude, nobody's going to...
Nah, I think I'm good.
No, we got people want to talk about yours. Yeah, I'm good, too. I'm not measuring up to yours.
Hello, BAB.
Hands down, best show moment ever.
Yeah, it's up there.
Hands down.
I regret so much that we don't have somebody in here shooting video today because...
Best interviewer ever. Love it. Keep it coming.
No pun intended.
Keep it coming.
There you go.
Thanks.
Funny, Brett. Funny. You know, I think you guys may not want to understand it, but I think everybody understands it. It's just that awkward. It just happened. You really weren't intending it, but you were so close. I mean, things happened, and it just happened.
I can't believe you waited 2 years.
We were good kids. It's right after high school. I mean, we're trying to do the right thing. This is 1980, 81, 81.
I would love to read that girl's diary. Why won't he bang me already?
Oh. She was awesome. She was great. We're in love.
I just want him to take me by the back of the head and I want him to slam me up against the wall and I want the hammer to bang the snot out of me.
It's not the way it went. That's horrible.
You
want
to bet? Let's get her on. Can we get her?
Bet.
I want to talk to this girl.
No, honestly, I've completely lost touch with her. I even looked for her once on Facebook, and she's not even there. I don't even know how to find her.
I got Billy Mac private eye. Give me this girl's name, and I will get her on the radio. No,
we're never talking.
Why not?
No, she's a nice girl. She's married, moved on, kids.
Fine. She's been,
how many years ago?
She didn't know you were going to be some marginally, regionally famous.
30-something years ago. Now.
Right.
That's enough sharing.
Roger.
Enough sharing for the day.
The people want it, Raj. Don't make me get them on
you
the
You heard
phones.
The phrase it was out. Isn't that enough?
They want to know her side of the story.
I give and give and give. So more blood.
No, you gave and gave and gave. That's not like it happens all the time. People want more.
It's 7:40. I'm going to hear Ted's story with the girl with the French music.
I speak on behalf of the people mm-hmm. when I say we want more. Yeah. And we want the woman's side of the story. Yeah. Get me that girl's name.
Time for the roads here, Stead.
In Rocky Point, Yapang, Middle Island Roads.
7:44. There's got to be a way we can get to one of your guys' stories. This is ridiculous. No. The losing your virginity stories. There's four good stories in this room. There's got to be a way.
Not better than that.
7:44.
Sucker.
It's time for this quick BAB News update brought to you by Brown's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Here's Ted.
Suffolk police are investigating a shooting last night in West Babylon that left a man with bullet wounds to both legs. Police said the 29-year-old man was shot twice around 9:30 in front of a house on Albany Avenue. He is expected to survive, and anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call police. And a white police officer filmed wrestling a black teen to the ground at a Texas pool party resigned yesterday as the city's police chief said his actions were indefensible. The McKinney, Texas chief told reporters that Officer David Eric Casebolt was, quote, out of control. At the conference, the police chief also defended the actions of the other officers who responded to the party. The Yanks beat Washington 6-1. Chris Heston and the Giants no-hit the Mets 5-0. Sunny in 78 today. That's your BAB News update brought to you by Brown's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. With the inventory and price to get you in your dream car today, go to brownsjeepchryslerdodge.com. I'm 102.3 WBAB.
BAB, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm listening to you on the way to work. I only got a couple minutes left, but you got to get the test first time because I can't even imagine.
Well, I know. I want to hear that story.
Don't deprive me of this, please.
We'll get to it in a couple minutes.
All right, great. Thanks.
Yay, somebody else's story. Good.
Ted was an altar boy. This could get interesting. Was there a priest involved?
Oh, no.
Come on.
We'll hear it next. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger JP.
Circus clowns?
Getting closer.
Midgets, ponies, what?
Kids. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 753, sunny, maybe up to 80 degrees today. Should be pretty nice. So, we've been talking about, somebody's been talking about losing their virginity on this program.
Ted's shaking his head.
I can't top, Raj. I mean, mine is kind of more,
But yours,
we're not going to be able to top it because you're uncomfortable talking about it. That's what made it so great.
Yeah.
Like, Ted's going to go off, he's going to ramble it off, he's not even going to care. You're uncomfortable talking about it, that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a request, and I think it is, out of curiosity, I think all of us want to hear
Ted's. The only thing maybe that could be fascinating is that I was a late bloomer.
How old were you?
I was 21.
You lost your virginity at 21.
Yeah, I was
21.
This was before I turned into the magnificent specimen that I am now.
Right, because you were going to be a priest.
Yeah, right. I was very interested in becoming a priest. Then the whole thing.
How
about
old was the girl you were with?
She was older. She was a few years older.
How old?
Yeah, like 20, 26, 27.
She's a stanky hoe. She wasn't still a virgin, was she?
No.
No way.
No. Uh-uh.
So she threw you around like a dog.
Yeah. And I was the opposite of Roger. I got completely naked first.
You were ready to go.
So I took all my clothes off. Let's go.
He's like, the hell with this priest nonsense. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
But it's one of those things, because this is what I thought Raj was getting to before, is that when you get into that moment, first off, it goes very quick, and you're not even sure that you've done anything.
Right. Because it went so quick.
And then it's like, I guess that's
it. But when
it.
You watch the movie, the American Pie movie, and the guy is like hot apple pie, you're like, yep, that sounds about right.
So, Ted, where did it happen? How did it go?
In her apartment. Uh-huh. In her apartment,
Was there a jam playing? Your little Barry White going?
She had just come back from Paris, so there was like French music on.
What?
Yeah, like put on like a little
French?
Yeah, French music just in the background.
Yeah. Were you at the bar beforehand? You guys have been drinking?
Not a lot of drinking, but it was like a buildup. We'd been going out for a few months. And that was kind of, and then it was like, it was just more like, amazing in the sense that he couldn't believe that it actually finally had happened.
Right.
But then it was kind of, you know.
When you're done, you feel all confused, right? Like, I'm not really sure what just went down. All I know is I really sucked at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she come back from Paris and you guys decided this was the great moment? Was it that?
Like, it had been building up to that, you know, like, mm-hmm. I mean, and then it just, you know. There's no other way to explain it other than, you know, after a few times, you know, you lead up to that, you know, a few dates, and then...
You had a little dinner at the house or something, and then all of a sudden you were naked in the dining room?
Right, that's it.
I got news for you. This story sucks. I want Roger's girl's name. I want to get that girl on the air. I know Billy Mack can... Listen, Billy Mack can find her, and what's the worst...
I don't care. I'm not going to let him find her.
Why not?
Because...
I want to know.
No, you don't.
Roger, I want to know what love is.
I would never...
I want her to show me. I want to know what her night with Roger was like.
No. Never happening. Nope. I told you guys enough.
You're such a pussy.
I wouldn't put her... No, she would never come on anymore.
Let's just ask her.
I haven't talked to her in 30-something years.
So what?
Fine.
That's what makes it great.
It's done. 7:57.
Oh, God.
All right, just after 8 o'clock.
Rog, I'm asking you.
Roger and JP on BAB.
I'm not asking you to set up the interview. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to find the girl that you lost your virginity. Just give me her name and let me put Billy Mack on the job.
No.
I'm not asking. Listen to me.
Non-negotiable.
Just listen to me. I'm not asking you to line it up. I'm asking you to let me find her and let me talk to her and see if she'll come on. She'll probably say no. But let me try.
No.
You're not giving your all to the audience. Let me try.
No.
What are you afraid of?
I haven't talked to her in 30 years. I'm not putting her in the spotlight.
I can't even find
her myself.
I'm putting
not
her in
happening.
The spotlight.
No.
Let me do
Roger
it.
JP, no.
Please.
Please. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 8:05.
Dude, the people are speaking.
What?
BAB, who's this?
Yeah, go on. What's happening, guys? It's Dominic.
Hey, what's up, Dominic?
Hey, what's going on? I'm just wondering how great that lost virginity story was that you want to find the girl that popped Roger loose's cherry.
It's not that great.
It was an amazing story, and it was amazing because of how uncomfortable it made Roger.
It's uncomfortable.
That's
exactly.
What I mean. Now, don't you want to hear from this woman?
Well, you know what? I'd have to hear his story first, but if you're so adamant about tracking her down, then I got to tell you,
not
JP, it's got to be something we want to hear.
Thank you very much. And here's what I want. I want everybody, 955-WBAB, to grassroots operation right now to tell Roger Luce to give us this woman's name so we can speak to her on the air and get her side of the story.
Never happened.
How it accidentally fell in.
No.
Through his tidy whities.
Nope, shared enough. Goodbye. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. All right, it's 8:09, sunny, and maybe up to 80 today.
Roger, I could be wrong.
Oh, boy.
All these phone lines that are ringing right now, maybe they don't want to hear from the woman that you're losing your
virginity. This is so out of hand.
Maybe they don't want to hear.
A little sharing, and then it blows up into this.
Let's just answer the phones and see what the people say. And if they don't want it, Roger, then we don't go after her.
Okay,
but if they do want it.
Well, of course they will.
And I think they will. I think you owe it to them.
Hello, BAB, go ahead.
In the sense of being like a good person and everything, I think you should give her privacy. But being a listener, I really want to hear. I want to talk. I want to hear what that girl has to say. Really bad.
I'm sure you do, but I mean, I'm trying to. I am going to be a good person. She should never have to come in the spotlight.
That's just the thing. That's just the first call. Maybe the rest of these lines. Maybe nobody wants to hear it. Let's find out, shall we? Hey, BAB, who's this?
Hey, JP, we can find her. Find out his graduating class and just put a post on classmates.com.
She went to a different school than him. But you do want to hear from this woman, right?
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Thank you. Let's maybe the next one won't watch.
Okay.
Hey, BAB, who's this?
Oh, boy.
Hey, this is Bill from Holbrook.
Bill, do you want to hear from the woman Roger lost his virginity to?
Yeah, but I'm even more curious. I mean, I heard Rod say he tried to get in touch with her himself.
No.
Why would he even be looking for her?
No, I just, you know, out of curiosity, I checked on Facebook to see if she was there, but she wasn't. I have no idea. I don't even know her last name now. I don't know.
All right. Interesting. But yeah.
Maybe, you know what, Raj? Maybe she died of a broken heart.
And maybe she did.
You want to take
but
some,
I don't think so.
You want to take some more calls?
I think I know what everybody wants, but out of respect for her and doing the right thing. And again, I don't even know what her married name is. I just know she got married.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard. Roger Luce does not care what you think. He doesn't care what you want. He doesn't care anything about you.
Not in this case,
He only cares about himself. And you have just learned what my life has been about for the last 15 and a half years.
Yep, and I'm sure many of you could say, I wouldn't give it up either. I wouldn't let you know who it is either. You understand, and I thank you for that.
Nope.
Shared that's, enough for one day.
That's not what the people on the phones were saying.
Enough sharing.
You can make up any story you want in your head.
It's 8:11.